Psychological Archetypes of Sun Nakshatras. Let us explore how the three sun-ruled nakshatras, Kritika, Uttara Falguni, and Uttara Ashada, give rise to distinct psychological archetypes by blending the sun's essence of identity, leadership, purpose, and inner radiance with the elemental terrain of their signs, Aries Taurus, Leo Virgo, and Sagittarius Capricorn. Kritika in Aries and Taurus. Kritika merges Aries' cutting fire and Taurus's stabilizing earth with the sun's solar force of purification and illumination. This nakshatra is symbolized by the blade. It refines, sharpens, and removes what is unnecessary. Archetypes formed here have a strong sense of clarity, purpose, and moral exactitude. When the sun or Mars is placed here, the visionary or the executor arises. Individuals who lead or act through precision, integrity, and inner fire. Venus or Mercury placements may yield the creator or the arbitrator, those who refine through art, intellect, or social discernment. These archetypes are often perceptive, sharp, and committed to truth, psychological surgeons of the self and the social body, cutting through illusion to reveal essence. Uttara Falguni in Leo and Virgo. Uttara Falguni blends Leo's noble charisma and Virgo's practical service with the sun's ethical backbone and relational maturity. This nakshatra is about sustaining what was initiated, forming reliable partnerships, and fulfilling dharma through mutual support. Archetypes here are structured, generous, and dependable, often drawn to long-term commitments and systems that benefit others. When the sun or Jupiter is placed here, the visionary or the architect comes forth, building institutions or ideals that support collective stability. With Saturn or Mercury, the strategist or the administrator appears, organizing relationships or duties with logic and ethical discipline. The creator or diplomat may arise with Venus or Moon, offering warmth and beauty in service to meaningful connection. Uttara Falguni archetypes radiate loyalty, practical strength, and a deep sense of relational purpose. Uttara Ashada in Sagittarius and Capricorn. Uttara Ashada combines Sagittarius, ethical fire, and Capricorn's strategic earth with the sun's sovereign purpose and truth-oriented leadership. It is the nakshatra of unconquered victory, not through force, but through sustained alignment with right action. Archetypes formed here are principled, enduring, and built to lead over time. When the sun or Jupiter is placed here, the visionary or the architect takes form, noble guides who create lasting impact through truth and service. With Saturn or Mars, we find the strategist or the executor, those who persist with discipline and tactical force, often in service to a moral cause. The arbitrator or reformer may appear with Mercury or Moon, individuals who negotiate truth within systems or correct injustice through effortful clarity. Uttara Ashada archetypes are carriers of moral gravity. Their psychology is steeped in legacy, long-term accountability, and the drive to uphold what is universally right. Sun nakshatras produce archetypes that burn with clarity, duty, and ethical identity. Whether cutting through ignorance in Kritika, sustaining noble partnerships in Uttara Falguni, or standing for unshakable truth in Uttara Ashada, these archetypes are lit from within, here to lead, illuminate, and last. Psychological archetypes within Kritika Nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Kritika Nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes. Sun in Kritika. The sun is exalted in Aries and comfortable in Kritika, expressing leadership with clarity, intensity, and moral conviction. There is a natural ability to cut through confusion, expose truth, and illuminate purpose. This gives rise to the visionary, who leads with sharp ethical insight and guiding clarity, and the arbitrator, who stands for justice, truth, and precision. Their identity is often linked to being the one who sees through illusion and burns away the unnecessary. Moon in Kritika. The moon here is emotionally discerning, with a strong internal filter. Emotions are sharp, precise, and controlled, often geared toward caretaking through refinement and protection. This produces the reformer, emotionally invested in improvement and purification, and the guardian, who nurtures by removing threats or cutting away what no longer serves. Their love language may be protective correction rather than softness. Mars in Kritika. Mars expresses as fierce precision. Action becomes intentional, tactical, and focused. There's a need to destroy in order to rebuild. The archetype aligns with the executor, who operates with sharp efficiency and effectiveness, or the catalyst, whose fire inspires reform or direct action. These individuals are decisive and often carry a transformational edge through what they do. Mercury in Kritika. Mercury becomes incisive, logical, and sometimes confrontational. Communication is exact, clever, and often used to slice through falsehoods or surface-level thinking. This aligns with the arbitrator, who values intellectual honesty and clarity, or the innovator, who brings fresh, refined thought into form. They challenge others through words, but aim for deeper intellectual evolution. Jupiter in Kritika. Jupiter's wisdom takes on a cutting edge in Kritika. These individuals hold high moral standards and use philosophical insight to expose, refine, or transform. This placement reflects the visionary, whose beliefs challenge decay and inspire awakening, or the architect, who builds structured ethical frameworks. Spirituality here is sharp, penetrating, and deeply purposeful. Venus in Kritika. Venus in Kritika expresses refinement of beauty and relationships through discernment. Attraction is filtered through a lens of quality and value. Art is used as a tool for transformation. This creates the creator, who purifies through design, aesthetics, or emotional expression, and the reformer, whose love or creativity is channeled into improvement of social or personal environments. Saturn in Kritika. Saturn becomes a disciplined sculptor here, focused, stoic, and exacting. The burden is to refine, correct, and structure without losing momentum. This placement embodies the administrator, who operates with strategic endurance and handles purification over time, and the executor, who applies constant pressure toward perfecting systems. Their restraint becomes their tool. Rahu in Kritika. Rahu intensifies Kritika's urge to challenge, dissect, and dominate. There's a desire to appear cutting edge, to disrupt through confrontation, and to wield truth as a tool for revolution. This creates the maverick, bold and unapologetic in their drive to reveal uncomfortable truths, or the catalyst, whose intensity awakens transformation in others, often unconsciously. Ketu in Kritika. Ketu in Kritika expresses through detached, subtle discernment. There is a natural ability to sense what must be removed, purified, or exposed for healing. This becomes the arbitrator, with a laser-focused sense of justice and karmic balance, or the visionary, who sacrifices attachment to form in order to illuminate essential truth. These individuals may be spiritual surgeons, unseen but precise in their impact. Psychological archetypes within Uttara Falguni Nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Uttara Falguni Nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes, ensuring each is represented distinctly across the system. Sun in Uttara Falguni. The sun here expresses through noble responsibility, relational leadership, and the desire to uplift others through service and commitment. Identity is defined by values, dependability, and mutual growth. This generates the visionary, who leads with ethical clarity and long-term perspective, and the strategist, who builds success through partnerships, timing, and structured initiative. Moon in Uttara Falguni. The moon in this nakshatra nurtures through dependability, integrity, and emotional investment in partnerships. Feelings are steady, loyal, and motivated by service. This supports the guardian, who protects emotional stability in others, and the administrator, who quietly sustains routines, systems, or emotional contracts over time. Their emotional grounding is their service. Mars in Uttara Falguni. Mars in this placement expresses with measured strength and purposeful action. Effort is directed toward constructing lasting frameworks, particularly through teamwork or support roles. This produces the executor, who moves with discipline and focus to achieve shared goals, and the reformer, who channels energy into upgrading systems of fairness, justice, or service. Mercury in Uttara Falguni. Mercury here is analytical, articulate, and committed to clarity and refinement in communication. These individuals are strong editors, advisors, or strategists in support-based environments. This brings forward the arbitrator, who brings precision and fairness into dialogue or decisions, and the diplomat, who communicates to resolve, serve, and sustain partnerships with tact and poise. Jupiter in Uttara Falguni. Jupiter here imparts wisdom through service and moral collaboration. Its guidance is generous yet disciplined, aimed at building ethical relationships and social progress. This creates the architect, who develops expansive systems for cooperation, education, or upliftment, and the visionary, who teaches through fairness, mutual support, and purpose-driven leadership. Venus in Uttara Falguni. Venus in this nakshatra expresses refinement in relationships, devotion through partnership, and beauty through consistency. Love is an act of loyalty and mutual responsibility. This produces the creator, who crafts beauty from devotion, and the diplomat, whose ability to create relational harmony is grounded in maturity and shared values. Saturn in Uttara Falguni. Saturn here adds restraint, integrity, and a slow-burning sense of responsibility to relationships and service. This generates the administrator, who organizes with precision and long-term vision, and the strategist, who plans reliably, often becoming the unshakable pillar in team or partnership dynamics. Their strength is in persistence and reliability in Uttara Falguni. Rahu amplifies the desire for recognition through service, partnership, or responsibility. This creates the catalyst, whose ambitious support role stirs others into action, and the maverick, who innovates within structured roles, often challenging traditional relational models or work structures while excelling within them. Their presence is simultaneously supportive and disruptive. Ketu in Uttara Falguni. Ketu in this nakshatra detaches from egoic identity within partnerships, offering subtle insight, selfless service, and internalized mastery. This brings forth the arbitrator, who operates with quiet discernment and karmic detachment, and the visionary, who serves through wisdom, humility, and a deep spiritual understanding of duty and interdependence. Psychological archetypes within Uttara Ashada Nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Uttara Ashada Nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes, ensuring each is represented distinctly across the system. Sun in Uttara Ashada. The Sun in Uttara Ashada expresses dignity, responsibility, and a commitment to values that endure beyond personal gain. Identity is deeply tied to ethics, leadership, and building a lasting legacy. This gives rise to the visionary, who leads through principled action and moral clarity, and the architect, who builds enduring institutions or systems grounded in spiritual or social responsibility. Moon in Uttara Ashada. Moon in this nakshatra brings emotionally steady, service-driven instincts. These individuals are emotionally fulfilled through duty, structure, and contributing to long-term collective success. This supports the guardian, who provides consistent emotional presence and ethical nurturing, and the administrator, who sustains emotional and organizational systems with maturity and quiet strength. Mars in Uttara Ashada. Mars in Uttara Ashada channels ambition into disciplined action and collective advancement. There is a deep drive to fight for purpose and work towards societal goals. This gives rise to the executor, who acts with focused commitment and duty, and the reformer, who works to correct or improve institutions, ethics, or hierarchies with patience and courage. Mercury in Uttara Ashada. Mercury here expresses thoughtfulness, ethical clarity, and persuasive communication rooted in truth. These individuals often mentor or teach through language and logic with a moral undertone. This supports the arbitrator, who uses speech to mediate or clarify based on principles, and the strategist, who plans and communicates with logic, order, and far-sighted perspective. Jupiter in Uttara Ashada. Jupiter in this nakshatra brings expansive wisdom through dharma, responsibility, and tradition. There is a deep desire to teach, mentor, or guide others towards success through principle. This produces the visionary, who uplifts through moral guidance and spiritual leadership, and the architect, who creates educational or philosophical systems for future generations with clarity and foresight. Venus in Uttara Ashada. Venus in this placement expresses devotion in love, loyalty in partnership, and grace through long-term relational purpose. Aesthetic values are refined, responsible, and idealistic. This gives rise to the creator, who builds beauty through simplicity and timeless value, and the diplomat, who sustains relationships and social bonds with maturity, peacekeeping, and emotional balance. Saturn in Uttara Ashada. Saturn is highly effective here, offering structure, ethical discipline, and commitment to delayed but meaningful success. These individuals bear responsibility with integrity. This supports the strategist, who builds slowly and reliably over time, and the administrator, who ensures long-term stability within systems, institutions, or communities through discipline and sustained effort. Rahu in Uttara Ashada. Rahu in this nakshatra brings ambition for recognition through moral authority or institutional power. It often pushes the boundaries of tradition in order to elevate personal status. This produces the maverick, who seeks truth but in unconventional ways, and the catalyst, who drives others toward growth through pressure, challenge, or by disrupting outdated structures. Ketu in Uttara Ashada. Ketu in Uttara Ashada reflects detachment from worldly recognition, yet mastery of service, wisdom, and ethical presence. These individuals often have karmic knowledge of righteous leadership and spiritual responsibility. This supports the arbitrator, who brings karmic clarity to moral decisions, and the visionary, who quietly inspires through lived experience, spiritual detachment, and enduring truth.